Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quite the night for Cade Cunningham and quite the day for Aiden Hutchinson's wallet. We're going to get to it. Good morning, yeah. 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. It's a Thursday, which means two Grand Slam, Dear John, Thursday touchdown, that and more. John, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, bro.
Bra.
I can't say bra.
Bra.
Yeah.
Bra is what your wife wears.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm not ready to call you. It's too early in the day to call you a giant boob. So
wait an hour.
We'll get to that later in the program. Yeah. No, I'm working out new things in the morning and seeing, yeah.
Are you now?
Yeah, unfortunately. Need some more push-ups. But yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. How's it going? Wednesday night.
I know working mornings throws me off because as soon as we're done with the show, I'm immediately thinking about the next day plans, and I think it's a day ahead. Today is Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks. So Wednesday night.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't correcting you. I was just trying to get the explanation for people.
Yeah, huh? Get yourself settled in.
Yeah, settled in. All right, one day closer to Halloween. Okay. Got some reinforcements on the candy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because there's news story. Everybody's snacking on the candy early, and you look down and go, we're unprepared for the masses.
So was it last year or the year before you went with the big candy bars?
We go to Costco, so you get them in bulk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I told you I was at Costco yesterday. They already got all their Christmas stuff out.
Oh, yeah. It's been out for a while.
I know. And I just, loaded up on a couple extra full-size candy bars.
All right. What is the variety pack made of?
So it's Reese's. It's Kit Kats, it's Hershey's, and Hershey Almond.
Okay. Oh, you don't
There's
like the almond.
There's always one bad choice.
I like
the
Hershey Almonds.
We like Hershey Almonds, so so the ones that get left most often. Yeah. Yes.
John, it's like the quad box, but one of them's like an FCS game.
Right. No, I get that. And of that group, the Hershey Almonds, and I think most people would say the Hershey Almond is the least of the four, but I don't want to offend the Hershey Almond people because I love the Hershey Almonds.
I don't think you need Hershey and Hershey Almonds. I think you're
oversaturating the chocolate.
You
already have a stand-up linebacker and you're drafting another stand-up linebacker.
It's not how I would do the variety pack.
One's better at pass coverage and one's better at rushing.
We understand.
See, I like it. Remember, I don't like nuts in my chocolate.
Right. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
What would you swap it out with if it's doubled up on Hershey's and you wish it was something else, like a Snickers? Butterfinger?
Well, Butterfinger would be a nice... It would be a big-time deviation from the other ones that are in there. To Greg's point, you wouldn't have the Hershey and Hershey with almond. You would have Hershey, the Kit Kat, and now it may be a little close to the Kit Kat, but not really. The Butterfinger?
I think it'd be fine. Yeah.
No, I agree. That one is a little bit further away from all the other three.
I would say those are two totally different flavor and texture palettes.
Well, yeah, but it's I don't know if it's a different texture.
Oh, very much so.
It's kind of crunchy in the middle.
Kit Kats don't get stuck in your molars.
Yes. When you eat a Butterfinger, it gets stuck in your teeth.
Oh, it's been a long time since I had a Butterfinger. Yeah.
They're great, but they're...
Yeah.
What about swapping in Twix instead of the Hershey with almond?
Yeah, I think that would work.
Yeah. I mean, I'd do it with $100,000. I mean, that's
old man candy, though.
$100,000?
Yeah.
It's all caramel. It's not an old man
candy. When I think of it, I just think of
Is it like because the packaging seems old?
That's what it is.
The candy is. I don't agree. I don't agree with him.
Right.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy. No.
It's the branding is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's the branding more than the actual candy bar, because the candy bar is good.
Yeah. Nothing against the candy bar itself. Just, if someone said that was their favorite candy, I go, oh.
There's some other good new ones too. I can't remember the name of them. Like the Reese's, but like with the
peanut butter, or they got the jelly in there.
I don't. Those are terrible. No, I haven't tried those. No, I'm not. They're like fast break. What are they called? There's pretzel crust bottoms, and I don't know, guys. Oh, anyway, they're really good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know what they're called. Yeah.
They also, and I don't know what's in it, but they also sell one that's like not your chocolate. Like you can do like the more the gummy candies
the
too.
Yeah.
Did you get some of those as well?
We did not.
Oh.
Which is probably a mistake, but.
Well, it depends who goes. I mean, most people love chocolate. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's a crowd pleaser.
You got people like my daughter who can't find a candy she seems to like.
That doesn't make any sense. What child doesn't like candy?
She sat there last night after dinner, and because she already went trunk or treating, and if you eat your dinner, you can have some candy. And she tried 5 types of candy.
And spit them all out?
And spit them all out.
What were the 5?
Skittles. What? I'm like, take a bite of them. She licked one and said, nope, don't like it. Starburst.
It's a ball of sugar.
Starburst. Took a teeny bite of it, said, nope, I don't like that.
What kid doesn't like Starburst?
Airhead. Took a teeny little bite of it, said, nope, I don't like that. She
doesn't. The Airhead can be a weird candy.
It is weird.
It's kind of artificial, and then if it's like hard.
Okay, so Starburst, so Skittles.
She doesn't like chocolate, so all chocolate candy is out. She settled.
What does she like?
She settled.
They're a Tootsie Pop.
She won't eat that. She settled on the licorice. The little two-part pull-apart.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The mini ones.
Yeah.
Will she a dum-dum?
Yes.
Okay. So,
dum-dums are for sure.
Okay.
Big win.
Dum-dum, yum-yum.
Is that an old man candy, Jim?
Probably.
A dum-dum?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
is that the
original candy?
That's the original
sucker
that everyone in the world gives out.
You get it when you get a haircut. You get it when you walk into a store.
Right.
But you're getting offended that it's an old man candy. Just embrace it.
It's not an old man candy. I don't think old men don't want it. It's for anyone who's 8 and younger.
It's like the ultimate child candy. Yeah.
I don't think they are, because like dentists still hand them out if you do good job with your teeth.
Yeah.
What about slow pokes?
Now that's an old man candy.
Yeah.
It's always preferable.
Yeah, John?
Yeah. That one was an alley-oop.
That's Kate Cunningham to Jalen Duren, baby.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You guys want to do news here?
I mean, you can count on birthdays, maybe Christmas. If you can get a slow poke on Halloween...
That was Friday this year.
Hey, Friday night. Hey, Joseph, what are you calling in for? You're on 97.1.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go blue.
Go blue.
What about the whatchamacallit?
Those are good.
Now that, I would say, is an old man candy, but outstanding.
Yes. And tell girl to quit disliking the peanuts, man. The peanuts is the best. Especially peanut M&M's.
All right, so Joseph. Peanut M&M's versus the peanut butter M&M's.
Oh, two very different.
I like both of them.
Oh, I do too. But you give them one the rest of your life, which one are you going with?
I'd say the peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah.
Me too. But I can't stand the plain ones, though. The plain ones are terrible.
I'm not a classic.
Yes. The classic says the guy who's getting on old men.
You're taking offense to it.
You're jumping all over them.
Okay, before we take this phone call, I need to preface this. It says, John stumbled on a new nickname for Costa.
Oh, this will be good.
And Dwayne picked up on it. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, John, your new nickname for him in the morning is going to be Dum Dum.
Dum Dum. There you go. Yep. Dum-dum.
Been called worse.
He'll know what a dum-dum is from now on.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what a dum-dum is.
They're great, aren't they?
They're the best, right? They take a long time. You can kind of break the stick off and just use it as a jawbreaker at that point.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, all right, everybody have a great morning.
Thanks, you too, Dwayne.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Dum-dum, yum-yum.
Of all the candies.
Have you not seen Night at the Museum?
I have seen it, but it doesn't.
It doesn't click. Well, it's the I don't know how you describe it. It's the like Egyptian something on the wall. Yeah, no, it's not hieroglyphics. It's like the statue, Egyptian statue on the wall. When it comes to life at night, it says dum dum, you dum 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 yum yum.
I believe you.
Text on old man candy. I like paydays. Signed, Mike in West Bloomfield.
Yeah, payday. That is certainly old man candy.
Hey, we'll take texts on them. When you think old man candy, what do you think of? 248-539-9797.
Martha Stewart. Heather thinks she's the smoke show.
I do. So she's over 80 now, and she looks incredible.
So that's your old man candy.
She looks great.
Are you saying Martha Stewart is old man candy?
According to Heather.
Unbelievable. 248-539-9797.
What were we supposed to be talking about?
We were going to talk about. We were going to talk about briefly Cade Cunningham's 30 points last night and 10 assists, no turnovers. He really put the team on his back, and they got, I think, a good win against a Magic team that people think is going to have a big year. And then we were going to talk about Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's buying. I mean, next time you go out for drinks, you know, don't let him say, I forgot my wallet. He might not be able to carry the wallet. Jeez.
For people who didn't see the numbers yesterday, 4-year extension, $180 million. It breaks out to $45 per year, which is less than Micah Parsons, but you got more guaranteed money, which, hey, in football, take your guaranteed money.
It's all about the guarantees.
Mm-hmm. Most guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in NFL history.
So first of all, congratulations. That's a great contract, and I actually think it's a really good contract for the Lions.
Same.
So you look, and I would love to hear from our listeners throughout the course of the entire show. But if you're got it on right now, your thoughts on Aiden Hutchinson's contract, what it means for the Lions, and first, do you think he deserves it? Do you think and have the expectations changed now that he has this contract?
I think the expectations were always there.
Yeah, but now it's right in your face.
I mean, when you're taking second overall and you're putting up a double-digit sack season at 23 years old in the NFL, people expect incremental growth. And he was doing it last year before the injury. He's doing it this year post-injury. He leads the NFL in pressures. It's not like he's not getting sacks. He's got 6 through 7 games. I had no issue with this contract. If there are detractors, I mean, line up and explain it to me, because I like this deal. And John, it was even bigger than Aiden to me. This is more about Brad Holmes and the way the Lions continue to do business. This is first rate. This is first class. This is get out in front of stuff, pay guys early, don't run into issues. And it's actually going to let them keep more of these guys than we even thought they would. Because you start thinking about who they've been able to take care of. These are the players the Lions have drafted and extended. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, Aleem McNeil, Jamison Williams, Kirby Joseph, now Aiden Hutchinson. On a smaller scale, you throw Derek Barnes in there too. John, that's a core that you draft and extend. That's first class, that's first rate. Then you throw in the fact that Gibbs and Jack Campbell will have their fifth years picked up.
Right, Laporta and Branch will all be eligible. All four will be eligible for extensions this coming offseason.
But their core is locked up really until 2028 now, which for all the talk about how many cracks at this are they going to have, and as real as Dan Campbell was about that may have been our best chance when they made the NFC title, they're going to get multiple cracks at this because they've done a good job drafting and then rewarding those guys and building out a core.
Mm-hmm. It's great to see. And I think there's going to be a lot of college football players lining up begging Detroit to draft them.
248-539-9797. Your reaction to the Aiden Hutchinson extension. Anybody against this? This is another example of the Lions doing things the right way. Plus, I'm sure we have some old man candy that we can give next, 97.1.
Hey, I've got your tailgating must-have this season, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka or Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety, 8-packs. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and my favorite part, 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ all day long. Look for the can with the sunset stripes and ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty and 10 from Cade Cunningham in a win against the Magic. Mark Champion on the call. No turnovers for Cade to go with those 10 assists. I'll tell you, I don't think the Pistons are a good half-court team, but when you got him as a supercomputer, he wasn't shooting well. He still found his shots and found shots for others, and the Pistons picked up a nice win last night.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden Hutchinson got paid yesterday. Most guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in NFL history. Well-deserved. We'll get some phone calls and texts on that, and then a whole bunch of old man candy that's coming.
Oh, old man candy. That's all right. Can't wait to hear what that is.
Ron, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener, and a Michigan man calling in to let you know that Aiden Hutchinson, 4-year contract, best thing the Lions have done in a long time.
They are definitely staying ahead of the curve by re-upping the guys that they've drafted, have developed, and proven that they could be really good NFL players, two great NFL players.
Absolutely, and they're holding their own and definitely solidifying the defense with Aiden, smartest thing they've done. He's going to lead that team into the future.
Yeah, he was a catalyst for what Michigan had.
Yeah.
And now what the Lions have had, he's a relentless workaholic. Like, he plays almost every down. He's a Dan Campbell guy. And most importantly, he produces. The guy is an elite edge rusher in the NFL.
Piggybacking off of one thing the guy said, it's like, oh, you know, the Lions, they're finally starting to re-sign their own draft picks. They've never drafted this well before. You want to re-sign your guys? Draft well.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I mean, who before have you wanted to re-sign? I mean, Sue, I know there was a lot of people that were all over that, but you're talking about players you could count on one hand over the last 3 decades.
And then when we look back on it, it's kind of silly because it's like, ooh, Kenny Golladay, I don't know.
Right.
Puts it in perspective. All right, some old man candy. Root beer barrels and butterscotch.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that is. You're bordering on old man candy because grandma carries it in her purse.
Yeah, if it's like hard candy in the waxy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's old. Yeah, it's old candy. Any grandpa with a pocket full of Werther's Originals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time you ask him for his pocket knife, he pulls out a Werther's too.
Guys, it's Larry in Lake Orion, old man candy that I love, Fifth Avenue bars.
That was the one that,
yes.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what the
Colin
name of it was.
I like those a lot. And you don't find them very often, so when I do spot them, like at a gas station, I always get him one.
Uh-huh.
But they do look like old man candy.
Yeah, and I didn't know necessarily what the Fifth Avenue was.
I've never had one.
Chocolate-coated peanut butter candy bars.
Sounds great.
It does sound good.
John, Slowpokes. Or Whoppers or Mounds. Pick.
Okay, hold on a second here. Slowpoke.
F. Mary Kill.
No. That wasn't the question. Slowpoke, Mounds.
Whoppers.
Or Whoppers. Well, I would probably have to go. I mean, the Slowpoke is kind of always
preferable.
Yeah. So go with that one. The Mounds would probably be second, and then the Whoppers third. There you go.
Text says, hey, Heather, you need to give your picky kid Bit-O Honey. It's the greatest old man candy ever.
I don't even know what it is.
Bit-O Honey.
Isn't it kind of chewy?
I think it is.
I'm nervous it would get like really... I'm like, I'm not complaining she doesn't like candy. It's just, it was kind of sad watching her eat all this candy and not like any of it.
Flip side. This says the easiest, easily the new best Bit-O candy. Honey. Yeah, you don't want Bit-O Honey. It's old person candy. On the new side of things, unnamed texter says you should have your daughter try the Nerd Clusters.
So she did get some in her little Halloween basket. Uh-huh. She didn't pick to try those yet, though. I'm sure she'll... I don't see how she couldn't like them.
Don't
they're
they also
so
have a
good.
Like a gummy Nerds where there's like the Nerds that are attached to like
that's
a little gummy ball?
Are.
That's what that...
Yeah,
okay.
They all come right. And now they're just, instead of like on the rope, they're little clusters. Oh, okay. They're very good.
Guys, I agree with Jim. I'm 28. I'm not sure I've ever had 100 grand just because it looks old.
You're missing out.
And my old man candy would have to be whatever band is playing with the Foo Fighters and the Queen of the Stone Age. Let's get to Heather with the news.
You guys, a Detroit officer could be in some hot water after showing up to court pantsless.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Did you see this? You don't want to do this. On Monday, a Detroit police officer named Matthew Jackson showed up to court. This was for a virtual Zoom hearing. But still, you are going to court. You are an officer.
Adjust the camera. I think he must have thought that it was only going to be...
You can see yourself when you do Zoom.
I know.
So he wasn't sitting at like his kitchen table where...
Sit on the couch or something.
He was sitting on the couch with it looked like his laptop on a coffee table, kind of angled upward. So you could see that he had on his uniform. He had on his badge, but no pants. And he was either just wearing boxers or maybe shorts, but you could see his bare legs. And the judge, Sean Perkins, was surprised and had to ask him, what are you wearing? No, sir, I do not.
I mean, could you at least lie at that point? Say, yeah, they're skin colored.
I do not. I mean, you can't lie. You could easily see his bare... But that was kind of the end of it. Obviously, he then readjusted the camera. The court hearing went on as planned, and then nothing ever came of it. So I don't know if he's going to get in any trouble or just that was a lesson of...
I'm sure they will address it. He may not get in trouble, but the fellow officers will be, and as they should. Be brutal.
Jeez, yes. A barricaded gunman situation in Livonia came to an end after a 12-hour standoff. Pretty crazy. It started at 9:44 a.m. Wednesday. Police were called to do a welfare check. Found a man inside of a townhome who refused to cooperate. The man actually allegedly fired one or two shots at police, who then called the SWAT team. This 35-year-old suspect was inside this condo. Known to police officers. They knew who he was. They've had previous contact with him, but he just refused to come out. They asked everybody in the area to kind of shelter in place, and it took 12 hours. They had to use smoke grenades, flashbangs, all sorts of things to get this man to come out, which he did peacefully come out with his hands up around 9:30 p.m. Pretty crazy. Two people are recovering after being shot at a gas station in Southfield Tuesday evening. Southfield police say officers were responding to a shots fired call. This was at a BP gas station on Southfield Road near 10 Mile Road. And they found two men who had been shot. But they say those guys who were shot were actually not involved in the shooting at all. They were just two innocent bystanders. So they were taken to the hospital. Investigators say the suspects were two guys who apparently knew each other, got into a shootout before fleeing the gas station. So if you know anything about their whereabouts, you're being asked to call the Southfield Police Department. Well, I've dealt with this illness in my home, but an entire elementary school in Dearborn Heights was closed on Wednesday after an outbreak of hand, foot, and mouth disease. Mm. It's so gross. I'd like to meet the person who named this disease, the hand, foot, and mouth. I mean, because it can be anywhere. It doesn't actually have to be just on your hands, your feet, or your mouth. But a letter was sent home to the parents that said at least 20 reported cases were at the school. And they said, well, you know what? We don't like to close the school, but at some point we need to take steps to make sure we're keeping everyone safe. So we're going to like close the school, disinfect everything, because it's highly contagious amongst young kids in particular. My son had it. My daughter never got it. But everyone in his class, it was like, they dropped like flies. One kid got it, the next kid got it, the next kid got it, the next kid got it. Goes everywhere. Finally, Detroit maintained its place in the top 10 and unfortunately even moved up a spot on this year's top 50 rattiest cities of the year list.
According, how do they define a ratty city?
Well, how many rats within square footage? Yeah, I'm sure. It's done by Orkin, so they're rat experts, right? They say Detroit is the seventh rattiest city in the United States, up from eighth last year. So, I mean, maybe they were just at the Coney Island for a while there. Sorry.
Yeah, they got kicked out of there. Now they're trying to find a place to go.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Thursday Touchdown. Some stuff on the NFL trade deadline and the college football carousel. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you, our listeners, this month. And maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck. It's the GMC Sierra 1500 elevation for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, and it's built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower, and that comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on due at signing amount of $3,189. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. See gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Today is Thursday. It's the Thursday Touchdown.
All right, guys, it's hard to see Jonathan Smith returning as MSU's coach, especially if they go winless in the Big Ten, which is, to me, that's so incredible if that happens. Who is your number one target to replace Smith as the head coach?
Well, it all depends on, you know, what you want from Michigan State. Obviously, I'm not a Michigan State fan, but I'm going to look at this and say Pat Fitzgerald. He is, I think, a terrific college coach. I'm sure that he would love to be back in the Big Ten. And the only other guy that I would say would be Brent Key, the Georgia Tech coach. Just simply because Jay Batt has worked with him before. You look confused.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. So, yeah. No, I think those would be the two. But Pat Fitzgerald, to me, is great recruiter, great developer, a guy that can just make something out of nothing. But the problem is, with more resources, I think he would do a phenomenal job. And I'm not sure I want that at Michigan State.
Any issue with Fitzgerald going 4-20 over the last two seasons he coached, including 2-16 in the Big Ten?
The fact that he was able to win forever, or I mean, for at any point, yeah, at Northwestern?
Really only in the years where they had the crossovers from the Big Ten West and they had soft schedules. Like, he couldn't really beat any of the good teams, and they were bad at the end.
Okay, so neither could Northwestern. I mean, sorry, Wisconsin, Iowa. I mean, you pick up
bad at the end, like 1-8, 1-8 the last 2 years in the Big Ten for Fitzgerald, and that was 3 years ago.
Okay.
No, the answer is no. No hesitation there.
No.
For me, it's Brett Key, because you get the synergy from the athletic director and the head coach in an era where that's so important with NIL and getting literal buy-in from your players. I also like that he's an O-line guy, brings a toughness. I know he's a Southern dude, but I think that toughness plays in the Midwest. They're an undefeated football team. You're getting a hot name. Brett Key would be my top name.
And the other thing about Brent Key they didn't win right away.
No.
And so you have an athletic director in Jay Batt that's willing to be patient with a coach that he brought in.
Right.
How would you guys feel if they were the ones that took the chance on John Gruden?
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I think Gruden is a tremendous football coach.
It'd be a tremendous splash for them to get attention. All right, Michigan running back Justice Haynes is projected to be a day two pick in the 2026 NFL draft. Do you think Haynes can work his way into the first round? And what is Haynes' NFL potential?
Look, running backs are becoming more valuable as everybody zigs and then zags. Great. I don't think he'll be a first-round pick. I think he could be a second-round pick, and my comp for him is actually a Big Ten back who was drafted in the second round. Miles Sanders, the early years. Balanced runner, shifty between the tackles. I see some Miles Sanders in his game.
I see more Blake Corum.
Really?
And I mean, because he is shifty, but he doesn't have, like, Blake didn't have that top-end speed that Justice Haynes has. I see him more as a early third round pick.
Really? You know what? I had said something to you after the very first games. I said, what do you think about Justice Haynes? I thought after the first game he had that look like that he could be a very solid NFL running back. Now, you might be right because how the combine factors into this and then you get to 40 and you don't hit it. I just think the guy's going to be able to play in the league, and I think he's got potential to be a starting running back in the NFL.
Sure. I'm not saying he can't be a starting running back. I'm not saying he can't be a very effective running back. I just don't think he's a first-round talent.
Okay. Let's play a new game on the Thursday touchdown. It's called Who Gets That Gig? Who will be the head coach next at LSU, Florida, and Penn State?
All right. So, Florida, I'm going with Eli Drinkwitz. I think he's far enough outside the box and exciting enough for Penn State to energize that fan base. He's won everywhere he's gone. Now, it took a little bit of time, but he's a guy that has been able to build a program and is winning at a high level. LSU, I don't know if Lane Kiffin actually leaves Ole Miss. I don't know if he wants to leave Ole Miss, but I think he'll use this to get a new contract either way. If he does, I think LSU is probably the landing spot. And the fact that he was a Saban protege, or is, probably would energize the fan base down in LSU. If you can't get Saban, let's go with one of his coaches.
Kiffin's the one that if they keep winning, it could get really messy. You know,
I don't think he's ever been afraid to get dirty or messy. Yeah.
Actually, sorry, did I say Eli Drinkwitz was for Penn State?
You said Florida, right?
Oh, say Florida. Okay, yeah. All right. Penn State, I'm going to go with a guy that I think belongs in the Big Ten. I just talked about him at Michigan State, Pat Fitzgerald.
Okay. For me, Florida, Jed Fish played there, offensive guy. I think that makes a lot of sense for them. LSU, I went Lane Kiffin because, of course, he's going to leverage. He's going to get his money. Jimmy Sexton, same agent as Nick Saban. I think LSU is where Lane ends up. And then my last one was, because it has to be this way, Penn State's going to do the most Penn State thing possible. Bring on Matt Rhule, another guy who can't win the big games.
I know that's been talked about. I just don't think he's done well enough at Nebraska to take over at Penn State. But in terms of Lane Kiffin, with all of the stuff that came out yesterday from the governor of Louisiana talking about, hey, the AD is not going to hire the coach and we're not going to do a contract like this again.
He said, I'd rather have Trump pick the coach.
Right. And so, I mean, there might be a side topic there. Who would Trump pick? But I don't know. Is LSU going to have to hand out a contract like they've done before?
I think so, yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of interesting moments to come in that saga.
When the governor brought that up, it also made me think about what if college coaches had to run campaigns like politicians and you have to run these ads of why you should be selected? And then imagine 2 years later when you're not performing and those ads get used against you. It'd be incredible.
All right, Thursday Touchdown editors had this written out already yesterday before the big news. And I started thinking about it, like, this does, Hutch's extension doesn't change anything when I'm about to bring this up to you guys. The NFL trade deadline is 5 days away. If Trey Hendrickson is traded to an NFC contender, is that a fail for Brad Holmes?
I get why you bring it up, because if he's on the Eagles, Rams, or Bucks, and Goff gets rattled and they lose in the playoffs, you're going to wonder, well, what the hell is Brad Holmes doing? It's only a fail if they don't make other corresponding moves. Like, if you don't get Hendrickson, but you still make moves and you improve your football
team. Like you get Phillips or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think the needs is more backup offensive tackle / starting offensive tackle, cornerback, and then you start to get into the edge. Now, I'm certainly, depends what he would go for as well. even if you don't do anything over there on those two spots, but if Trey Hendrickson ends up going for what? Less than a fifth round pick because he's on an expiring contract? I would give that up in a heartbeat.
All right, it's time for admission. A guy I was starting to be wrong about, starting to wonder about, Jack Campbell, has really rounded into form this season. So he leads the Lions in tackles. He has 3 sacks, 5 TFLs, and a fumble recovery. Will Jack Campbell make the Pro Bowl?
Yes, one, because he should. And his ability. Last year, it was kind of an awareness of what Jack Campbell is doing. This year, it's right in front of everybody. And I think there's just a spot open as well because Fred Warner's on IR.
That's another great point. Look, I'm not going to put the gospel into PFF rankings, but he is the second best interior linebacker on PFF. All that does is verify what our eyes are telling us, which is this guy's got instincts. This guy was born to play the mic position, as Kelvin Shepard says. And yes, he should be in the Pro Bowl.
I mean, you watch the games, he makes tremendous impacts. I mean,
closing speed, instincts, he flies around.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans are 4-21 since the start of 2024. This is supposed to be a league of parity. Are the Titans the biggest mess of any team in the NFL?
No.
Wow.
There's plenty to choose from. I'm going to go Dolphins. They are locked into this Tua contract. Take a look at the dead money. They can't move on. So whoever the next coach is, because they're going to have to fire their coach, they're going to get saddled with Tua, and they're still 2 steps away from being where, like, at least Tennessee's at ground zero. Miami has to tear down to get to ground zero.
At least he's playing Tua. I'm going to go with Cleveland. They're still paying Deshaun Watson.
Oof.
They're paying, what, 7 different quarterbacks? And they're left with Dylan Gabriel and Sanders? Like, are you kidding me? And they have one of the best defensive players of all time in Myles Garrett. They're doing nothing to support him. Yeah, their defense might be good, but offensively, they're a dumpster fire. And then they start an old quarterback and then trade him to a division rival.
Okay, you guys both make great points for both these teams. I don't think people realize the oblivion that the Titans are in. They may have picked the wrong guy. This is a team, guess what? That 4-21, by the way, is after Mike Vrabel. You wish you had him back? Look what he's doing. I mean,
Don't you think Cleveland would like to have Baker Mayfield back?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I get that and stuff. But I'm telling you what. I think
Miami wants Dan Marino back.
Tennessee really gets lost in a shuffle of teams you think about in the NFL. And think about the success that they had had right before all this. And so, it's the ownership.
Yes.
They
got bad ownership. I'll make the argument that Cleveland is worse ownership. But at least they don't have to be stuck with their number one overall pick. They could take another quarterback now. We saw Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray.
Who would that be if they did? I'm putting you on the spot.
I mean, I don't know. You look at, is it Mendoza
or Simpson?
Yeah.
All right, finally, the Chiefs are back to 5-3 after a rough start, and they're looking their part. They get Josh Allen and the Bills, one of the great rivalries right now in the NFL. 425 CBS, Nance Romo on the call. Ooh, Jim, would you take the Chiefs or the field to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl right now?
I'd take the field. Because you still have the Bills, and I don't know if the Bills are actually going to be there this year, but you've got Indianapolis Colts who have been an absolute surprise, and with the 3 losses that Kansas City has so far, they may already be out of contention for the number one seed.
They don't need it.
I'll say they
I know they don't necessarily need it, but
They made it as a 3 2 years ago when they won it.
Yeah, I take the Chiefs. I get the best quarterback in football. I get a Hall of Fame coach, great defensive coordinator, and I think what's big with them is their verticality, the offense, the explosivity of that passing game is back to where it was a few years ago. I take them over the field in the AFC.
I'll tell you what, the second team I'd take right now is the Colts because I really think they looked apart with the offensive line. But I think that's the story of the NFL in the second half of the season. The Colts, can they keep this going? Okay, they've kind of jumped out and a little bit of an unknown, but when you got the target on your back, how do you perform?
But I will also say this, Kansas City, other than their center, the rest of that offensive line is not great. And we've seen it cost Kansas City in the past. I think it's going to cost them at some point again this year.
It's your Thursday touchdown, 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. Go check out Beninati Pool and Spa. And let me tell you, they're going to make the entire process super easy. They have so many different hot tubs to choose from, and their experts will help walk you through the right one for you and your family. That's where I got mine, and they made the entire process so easy. They helped me pick one out. They delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. They handle everything. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. Now, no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you this personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. Plus, this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase, just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. A chance to win $2,000 with us. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Big night for Cade Cunningham with 30 points, mm-hmm. and a big day for Aiden Hutchinson, John, got paid. Paiden Hutchinson is what Greg is calling him.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep, he certainly got paid, and good for him. Congratulations to him, to the Detroit Lions for locking him up. He's a difference maker. He's a difference maker on defense. He's a difference maker for the franchise. And I think most people, especially after year one, saw what the difference was that he was making in terms of, you know, the locker room, the character on the team, the work ethic, all of that stuff. Now, he's not the only one, but you got to have a couple of guys on both sides of the ball that are your ringleader, and he's certainly one of them. So there's a lot of reasons why you get paid money like this. And he checks nearly every box, if not every box.
Zero hesitation, worth every penny, and it's the latest example of the Lions being a step ahead, mm-hmm. a cut above, a first-class, first-rate organization. Like, John, this guy is leading the NFL in pressures. He's a menace. He's got 6 sacks in 7 games. Going to have another double-digit sack season here.
Yeah.
He's an elite edge player. And you're right, beyond the production on the field, he's a great locker room guy. He plays damn near every snap. He's a Dan Campbell gritty football player. We watched what he did at the end of his time at Michigan, flipping the script there, and he's been a huge part of flipping the script here in Detroit and making the Lions one of the elite teams in the NFL. As much as it's a big day for Aiden, I think it's a big day for the Lions because they continue to lock down core cornerstone pillars. So it's Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Mm-hmm. They've also paid J-Mo and Kirby Joseph.
Yeah, of guys that have just been drafted. They also obviously re-upped Jared Goff.
Of course. But throw Lee McNeil in, like they have drafted and extended their core. These guys include Goff, throw in a fifth year for Gibbs and Campbell, and that's everybody through 2028 mm-hmm. or until 2028. That's a hell of a window to lock down the core of your football team. This isn't like a fly-by-night, 1 year, got to win it right now. They've done a great job getting ahead of these deals so they can sign more of these deals and keep as much of this team together for years to come.
So now the task is, it becomes more complicated, but you're hoping that Brad Holmes, in the grand plan that he is, in the playbook that he's working off of, you still have, it's even more important to draft well now because you got to have cheap, good labor.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, he needs to continue to hit on draft picks. How can he find those complementary pieces to fill out the roster that are quality pieces, but you're not going to pay as much as you're paying for your core guys,
right?
That's going to be part of the task. And then the next part of it, the equation is, as these guys get further into their contracts, what do the restructures look like? What's the exit plan eventually for moving past some of these players?
Well, the good news is this Hutch deal will be an extension on top of the fifth year.
Right.
So I don't know exactly how they're going to spread the money out, but we've watched them do it strategically with Sewell and St. Brown when they signed that same spring. They offset the cap hits to balance the two of them. Jared Goff has a giant cap hit next year.
Gonna be restructured.
It's no secret. They're going to have to, and they should, and they will restructure his deal, and they'll spread the money around again. And you can always tack on extra years here. And look, you may get burned 4 or 5 years down the road, but it gives you that 3 to 4 year window to really chase this thing. They're doing a great job.
I think they are as well. Extremely happy that they finally get this done. It was one of the big questions we had in this offseason. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, well, we need to see if he's healthy and we need to, you know, how's he going to recover from this injury? I didn't have any issue with it. I would have liked to have been done earlier. Doesn't matter now because it's finally done.
Well, think about it. With Micah Parsons, Micah got 26.5 million per year on average. Aiden's at 45. So a little less than Micah per year average, more guarantees, but effectively we're talking about the same deals.
Yes.
It's not like the Lions paid significantly more or got put over a barrel by waiting. They got it done. And I never disputed that they would get it done. I think we all knew this was just a matter of when, not if.
Yeah, and who was delaying it? And I think it was probably more Hutch and his camp versus Brad Holmes. They would have liked to have gotten it done before the Micah Parsons deal, before Miles Garrett signed, even before. Now, they couldn't do it before Max Crosby. But now that it's all those things are in the books, you're next. And if I know there's a lot of people that are probably thinking, well, he hasn't had the production of a Miles Garrett, or he hasn't had maybe the production of even a Micah Parsons. All right. Those guys are under contract. Those guys are on their teams. Yeah. This is your version, and he's up next. And I think there's a lot of people that would rather have Hutch than some of those other guys because, one, his age, and what he does for the franchise, more so than just how many sacks. It's the way that he works out in the offseason. It's the way that he leads in the locker room, in meeting rooms. It's who he is and brings in totality to this franchise.
Well, Campbell will talk about it. We have Dan Campbell on, or you hear him at the podium, and he talks about how important the guys in the room are to setting the culture. Like, I mean, some of it is Dan's a humble dude, but I think he also recognizes he could have the greatest message ever, right? He could give the greatest speech of all time, and he could give them the game plan they need to win the game.
Right.
But if the guys aren't built from the right stuff.
Right, if they're a bunch of me guys.
And it's, it's not landing because they don't want to hear it because they're not that type of guy. It falls on deaf ears. Right. So it's important that you have, I think you put a couple guys on each side of the ball. And with this team, it's more than that, but at least a couple guys on each side of the ball that are taking that message, applying it in every rep, every single day, so that it bleeds down to every single corner of the organization. Aiden's a huge part of that.
It is. I mean, he is. And everything that they're doing inside the organization, it's sometimes you have those pinch yourself moments where you for the majority of my life, and certainly during my playing career, you were trying to figure out what the Lions are thinking and doing. And now with competency from ownership to front office to coach, it all trickles down to the product on the field. This is what you get. And our expectations have completely changed for every aspect of the franchise, but certainly what we're seeing on the field.
So again, I would tell you their core is largely set, and it's not one or two guys. You have a left tackle. Well, Penei Sewell, a premier tackle. Yeah. He could play left tackle. You have a premier tackle. You have your franchise quarterback. You have his number one and number two receivers. On defense, you have an interior menace and an edge player. You have one of your safeties locked up. And I said, Gibbs and Campbell will have their fifth year picked up, which will take them through the 27 season. You've got your running back and your linebacker. You have your core set. There are other guys we want to see get extensions, but John, they have set this core up for multiple years now. My question is, who's next? And we're going to take a look at that 2023 draft class, right?
Yeah.
That those guys are all going to be due or eligible for extensions in the upcoming offseason.
Gibbs, Campbell, Laporta, and Branch.
Coming up next, who's next? It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.